Hello.
Hi, my name is Zakana from Green Ape CBD. Give you a call back.
I'm sorry, say that again, please.
My name is Zakylan from Green Ape CBD. Give you a call back.
Okay, what's up?
Yes, ma'am, you were in our queue. You requested for a call back.
Okay, hang on. It's somebody from CBD?
Yeah. Hi.
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
Yes, I left a message for you. Listen, I just called. I tried to contact you guys, and I couldn't get through to you for the longest time. So what I did was I left a message for my – I called my credit card company because the girl that I placed my order with – let me give you my order number. I said to her that I want to make sure that my credit card is not charged for any – additional CBD orders. You know, I don't want it after my. I don't want it to be on the automatic. And she assured me that I wouldn't be on the automatic, and that she would put it on my order sheet, the one that she sent me on my computer. When I got the order, it said nothing about no further follow-up orders after this one particular order. So when I tried to contact somebody there, I wasn't able to get through. So I called my credit card company and had the payment canceled to you guys. And for that reason, I'm just leery of anything like that when I don't want my credit card charged again and again for something that I'm not even sure that I would even continue to follow up with. So I wanted to let you know that I canceled my order to you guys. Would you like the order number?
No, sir, that's fine. Can I get your zip code to access your account?
I'm sorry?
Can I get your zip code to access your account?
Yes, 23314.
I'm sorry, you said 33314?
223314.
And your first and last name?
First name is Stacy, Stacey, and the last name is Hopson, Hopson.
Yes, sir, and could you verify your shipping address for me?
Yeah, 21460 Mallard Cove Lane in Carrollton, 23314.
Yes, sir. Just give me 1 second while I look over your account.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. So you have not been charged anything else other than the $62.98 for that product, which was on January 27th.
Right. I get that for right now. But what I'm saying to you is that I expressed to her that you guys will send out follow-up orders based on the first order, 60 pills, and I don't want that. I want that noted on my account, and I want it noted on the receipt that I get. She didn't put it on the receipt. When I tried to contact you, I wasn't able to get through, so I ended up canceling my order. I'm not trying to verify the order. I'm canceling the order.
Okay, you have not. This is not reoccurring. This is just one time.
I
so
got
this
that,
is
but
just
I'm canceling the original order.
So you don't want to receive it?
No, I do not.
Okay, sir, give me 1 second.
Okay.
Yes, sir. So are you canceling because you don't want to receive it every month?
I'm canceling because I'm uneasy with this purchase with you guys. When I wasn't able to contact you, you didn't do what you said you were going to do. Your representative didn't do what she said she was going to do. And so I'm real
yes,
suspect
sir.
Of that. So I don't.
Yes, sir. And what did the representative say that she was going
to
do?
I just said that to you twice. That she said she would put it on my receipt. That there would be no follow up orders. And there is that notice is not on my sheet.
Yes, sir. So we don't have the ability to manually write an email. There's just an automatic email that will say your order is on the way. It'll be sent to you, and then it's going to state that this is not reoccurring monthly. So this is not recurring monthly. This is just a one-time thing you're ordering. You called in an order, or did you order on the website?
It was a phone order.
Okay, so what she puts it in, because I can see that she put it in for non-reoccurring, so it's not reoccurring. It's just a one-time thing.
Okay, see, I couldn't see that. So I'm really canceling the order. I'm unsure about this stuff, the CBD oil anyway, so I'm canceling the order.
Yes, sir. So what I could do is at least want to give you the opportunity to use it. So what I can do is offer a 20% refund on it, and then you can just, you know, keep it.
No, I'm not interested to purchase. I've already canceled it on my card.
Are you saying dispute?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Just give me 1 second. Yes, sir. So with the dispute process, the customer would have to actually have their bank contact us for the dispute. So the bank could verify that they did not go through with the dispute. So we can refund you. And you would actually have to send the product back for a refund.
I get it. Listen, I don't have the product. You haven't shipped the product.
I'm sorry. I do see that you just ordered yesterday, so it has not been shipped.
Yeah.
So, with the refund, yes, you would have to. It was shipped out today, though, but you would have to, once it's received, once you receive it, you would have to send it back, and then we can refund you. But you would also have to contact the bank as well to verify they did not go through the dispute.
Well, I've already contacted them, and so if you ship it out to me, then I'm going to let them settle it. My credit card company is going to settle it. We'll settle it with you. And if I have to return that, then I have to return it if you shipped it to me. I was under the impression that it wasn't shipped. It doesn't say it's been shipped. That's it. I was told that you would notify me before you shipped it or when you shipped it. And you're telling me you shipped it, but nobody sent me notification on it. But anyway, I did cancel it through my credit card. I sent you an email to that regard. I sent it to you tonight. So you should see that on my account, or you should see that somewhere. But if you do ship it to me, I will definitely ship it back to you.
Yes, sir. And then if you ship it back and the dispute process did not go through with the bank once they call us, then we can issue you the full refund.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.
You too.